It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lead. Your host is Police Officer and National Crime Prevention Specialist, J.D. Dye.
And now it's time for another stupid criminal story.
Well, thanks, Tim, for the introduction. And hey, why don't you grab a mic over there?
I don't mind if I do.
I have a story that relates to your new show, Pageant Cast.
All right. Well, that's great.
You know what? You know why?
How is it related?
It involves...
Wait a minute. This is a stupid criminal story, isn't it?
It absolutely is, but it
involves... What does it got to do with pageants?
It involves a beautiful woman.
Oh, then I'm all ears.
I know. Check this out. Okay, this comes actually... it comes out of Erie, Pennsylvania, and I have the dumb criminal's name, but I won't do it to him. Being a guy, I'm not going to do it to you, Irvin, but we'll just call you by your first
Irvin?
Name. Irvin from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Irvin
from Erie, Pennsylvania, robbed a woman by sticking a gun in her face and stealing her wallet. In the process...
That's not nice.
No, it's not. And in the process of committing the robbery, the dummy noticed how strikingly beautiful the woman was. As the days went on...
Wait, let me get the series of events.
Okay.
He walks up to her.
Right.
He pulls out a gun.
Gun.
He puts it in her face.
Sticks it in her face.
Takes her money.
Exactly.
And then goes, hey, she's kind of cute.
Yep, yep. He takes her wallet and he leaves and he's a couple days pass and he's like, hey, she's kind of cute. As the days went on, he couldn't resist calling her. He just couldn't get her out of her mind. So what does any lovesick dumb criminal do? He wrote her a love letter.
A love letter.
Yeah.
Could he write?
I'd love to see that. A love letter. That'd be good. Yeah. Asking her out and giving her his pager number. Okay, go ahead, Tim.
Wait a minute. Okay, he's sitting there and he's writing her a letter. And he thinks this is the thing. This is going to turn it around. The whole gun in the face thing, forgotten.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying, dude, are you serious?
Makes total sense.
This girl, if she's as hot as you're claiming, and the article says, can you say out of your league?
No, I think what he says is out of his mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know... So anyways, obviously he's a dumb criminal, and he cannot judge
anything
very well.
Right.
So he writes her the love letter, and he passes on his pager. He promised to return her wallet. Oh, I'm sure she's elated about that. I'll return your wallet if you call me.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for the weapon in the face.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Imagine if this, if she did, bring this guy home to mom. Hey, mom, this is Irvin. He held me up at gunpoint a couple months ago, but, he sent me a love letter. You know, Irv, it's not going to happen, bro.
All is forgiven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, he gets a call from her. And guess what? The police traced the call, and Irvin was arrested.
Oh, God.
Not the perfect ending
Good place for him.
Yeah,
good place for him.
I just thought, because of your new show and
we have a lot of beautiful women
on
there.
Yeah, and I thought I had to pass this one on. Because there's
problems with
it.
Well, and if people want to listen to that, they can go out to the TKPN website, where we also have all the information about your show, and you can quickly just click a link to send us emails, and we've been getting a lot of those, and that's at policeonthescene
@yahoo.com. And I will take emails from anybody but Irvin. The last story. Irvin, don't send me any emails. I don't want to hear about it, okay?
Okay.
So remember, everybody, be smart and stay safe. Actually, this is my producer, Tim. And
just say Timmy like you always do.
I won't do that detail. But Tim puts a lot of work into the show. This is on behalf of my producer, Tim. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and we're Danny.
Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.